the representatives of the People Parliamentary Constituencies Instrument 2012 that deals with the creation of new constituencies has been laid before Parliament. Before the Majority Leader, Kletus Abuka, could lay the paper, the Member of Mesia, Dr. Mathieu Opoku-Prempeh, sought the Speaker's opinion on whether the laying of the paper would not be prejudicial to the work of the court. Augustus is on the line to tell us more. Augustus, can you tell us what Dr. Opoku-Prempeh meant by his suggestion?
Well, Dr. Mathieu Opoku-Prempeh cited the Standing Order 93-1 of Parliament, which says that reference shall not be made to any matter on which judicial decision is pending in such a way as may, in the opinion of the Speaker, prejudice the interest of parties to the action. Now, according to him, some individuals have filed a suit at the Supreme Court against the EC, and the EC has also filed a motion at the court for it to interpret the law for them. And so he was a bit at a loss as to why the EC should file the motion in the court and then also provide Parliament with the instrument to be laid. So that was ostensibly his. But the Majority Leader, Kletus Abuka, was of the opinion that what he was doing, the laying of the paper, was in line with Article 11 of the Constitution. And Article 11 deals with the procedure for laying orders, regulations, and in Parliament. And so that was ostensibly it. The House will be rising very shortly, and so people are also wondering, according to Article 11.7, then when a paper is laid, it has to be in the offing for 21 sitting days, and so probably it can't even mature before they rise, and so it will continue when they resume sitting later in the year.
So it means that they are going to look at the bill brought before them.
Yeah, so Madam Speaker has actually referred the paper to the Committee on Subsidiary Legislation for them to look at it. According to her, they would look at it and propose whether the House has to annul it or has to adopt it. And so now the bill is in the hands of the Constitutional and Subsidiary Committee on Subsidiary Legislation's hands.
What does the amendment seek to change?
No, it's not actually an amendment. It's the lien. It's a paper that has been laid, and it starts the process of sort of entrenching the creation of the new constituencies. And so the process has now officially begun. And so after the 21 days, then the committee can finish the House with its report.
Did Parliament look at any other issue?
Yes, the Chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, Albert Kandapa, also presented the report of the committee on the Auditor General's report on the management and utilization of statutory and the earmarked funds for district assemblies covering 2005 to 2007. And so he noted some of the issues that the report captured in brief, and he noted that they found abundant irregularities within the conduct of the assemblies dispersing and utilizing their funds. There were contract violations, there were unaccounted payments, and there was also generally the misapplication of the common fund. A member of the Public Accounts Committee, Dominic Azuma, contributing to or supporting the adoption of the report, noted that when the PAC met with the DCEs, the chairman especially was very hard on them. And since the 2005 to 2007, the previous administration and this current one have put in measures to build the capacity of staff of the district assemblies, because it was realized in the previous years that most of the staff were ill-resourced, and so they really didn't live up to expectation, but now their capacity has been built. And so he said that he believes that subsequent reports, that those covering from 2008, will not have so much irregularities as has been witnessed over the years.
All right. Thank you very much, Augustus Okwe, for that. That's our parliamentary correspondent, Augustus Okwe.